counts. It just means a lot. I'm happy for the guys, for the young guys, a lot of the first-time experiences. And then for me, it's just fun to finally get back to the spot and be healthy and be able to contribute.
One missed game in 2 years. One missed game in 2 years. What was wrong with that game that you couldn't play?
Aaron sat me out. I wanted to play. but I got tired of Paul, you know, with his watch. So I said, you know what, we're going to stop that.
I think every player on this team has played through a bruise here.
No, I had a heel. It hurt. And because it was on that the same foot with my ankle, was, you know, I had surgery and I actually took bone out of that heel. You know, Aaron just wanted me to be cautious.
You must love that stat, the fact that you played 116 games in 2 seasons. I mean, all your stats, that's.
Yeah. You know, it just feels good to, you know, I may play great, I may play horrible, but, you know, I think for everyone to rely on me to be out there and suited up and playing is good. And you know, I mean, kind of said it a zillion times, but to, you know, go through periods where you didn't think you'd get to play at all. And now to kind of be an Iron Man a little bit on the team that runs and plays up tempo, it's kind of neat. You know, it's kind of fun. And, you know, it's kind of like having perfect attendance at school. You may not be the smartest, but at least you're there.
Thanks a lot.
Regardless of opponent, were you guys just hungry for this moment again because of what you said about Melbourne last year and kind of proving that there were some extenuating circumstances last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that, you know, first of all, I felt like when I was here at Media Day this summer, maybe it wasn't Media Day, but I felt like at some point when I was talking to the media about why I didn't go to Boston, everybody thought I was crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you didn't want to go to Boston? You know, why are you coming back here? You know, and obviously I don't think any of us thought we'd be this good, but I think there was a feeling like we were better than what we were. And, you know, what we showed last year, kind of wanted to prove that we were. And you can talk about it all you want, but you had to go out and do it. And we've gone through a lot this year, and it's been fun, but we're in a good spot. And really, it's more about us. You know, last year, we wanted other teams to lose, and this team lost. And, you know, I think the thing we learned was if we take care of business, then we put ourselves in a position to play the right team and play well. And, you know, like I said, going in these last two games, it wasn't about, you know, it was about us, about playing well in Utah and Denver, and hopefully playing well in this series.
This wasn't, despite surprising other people, this wasn't anything that you guys didn't expect you could do this season.
Well, I mean, there was some uncertainty, I think. I think if you're honest, I think you didn't know how Amari was going to come back. You know, you weren't sure, you know, Robin took a big step. I think Jay Rich has gotten more comfortable, and the chemistry between him and Steve is better. Steve kind of knows where to get him involved. And, defensively, we stepped it up a notch. So there still was the potential, but it wasn't, you know, we weren't 100% sure how it was going to pan out. But I did feel we were a playoff team, and I felt, you know, people were sleeping on us, and we were surprising people. And, you know, thankfully we have.
Grant, do you think you're going to play defensively much on Andre Miller, you know, cross match? Or?
I don't know. I may a little bit. You know, we haven't. I don't know, did Alvin say I would?
What? No. I don't want you to give away any state secrets.
Yeah, no. I'm sure at times, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, you know, mind that. Use my length and my size on him. Mm-hmm. You know, Andre is very effective at getting smaller guards in the post. We've worked on defending that today and yesterday a little bit. But yeah, I'd imagine that.
What's the key defensively for you guys?
You know, we got to try to contain Aldridge and Miller. I think those two guys. We can't let somebody else step up and replace Roy. We can't let Webster or Batum or those guys go off for 50, or Bayless go off for 15, 20 points. You know, we can keep everybody pretty much at their averages and try to do a good job on Aldridge and Miller and limit them to one shot at the basket, make sure we defensive rebound. We got a good chance to win the series.
Do you remember Nate checking you at all defensively when you were young in the league? And he was
No.
Nobody could check you.
Yeah, back then. He must not have done a good job. I don't remember really going up against him a whole lot. When we played Seattle, it was Detlef, who I was matched up against a lot. at the three position. I didn't really go against. I don't think I went against Nate unless he said I did. But okay.
Batum was a baby.
Grant, in the last game,
this is the home media.
In the last game against Portland, used the zone pretty effectively in the fourth quarter. They're not a great three point shooting team. Is that something you expect to see some more of?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think we will. I mean, I think ideally you don't want to, but at times I think we went to it pretty exclusively there, not just in the fourth, but it seemed like the whole second half. But we made stretches out of timeouts, two or three possessions just to throw them out of whack a little bit. But the zone at times this year has been effective for us. And at times, teams have it figured out. So it just depends on how things are going. Alvin's really, I think, a feel coach, kind of goes off of how he feels, the rhythm of the game, how things are going. And at times, that zone has worked for us and won games for us. So I think you'll see a little bit of it during the series.
And as a team, how do you keep Andre out of the paint?
It's a collective effort. You have to almost kind of zone up. You can't expect one person to just guard him. We really worked on forming a wall and transition. He likes to back down, working on trapping, rotations. Just a bunch of different sort of ways to defend it. So when we get out there, we can throw different things at it. But we know he's a capable player. We know he's very strong. We know he likes these types of situations. And he's going to try to come out and step up and replace Aurora. And he's capable of doing it. So we got to collectively try to stop him.
Thank you. Thank you.